Ellen Chenoweth is a research technician in Sitka who works for marine biologist Jan Straley. Chenoweth is also the coach of Sitka Team Fish, cold-blooded competitors.
If you imagine something like Jeopardy, except you've got teams of four students, you can have up to five on a team, but four play at one time. And then they each have buzzers, and the moderator reads off these multiple-choice questions, and then they buzz in and answer. And there's all kinds of complicated rules with scoring and how all that works. So it's really a lot of fun.
The National Ocean Sciences Bowl was started in 1998 by the Consortium for Ocean Leadership and the National Marine Educators Association. There are 15 regional competitions and then a national finals in the spring. Winners can take home substantial scholarship money for college. But this is not just science trivia. The Alaska Tsunami Ocean Bowl also requires a 20-page research paper and a 20-minute oral presentation. Chenoweth says Alaska is the only region with this requirement.
Yeah, it was thought that doing just the quiz competition was sort of giving the kids the idea that, you know, science is all about just memorizing facts. And so they wanted to incorporate a research paper that would have kids kind of see that a lot of this stuff is still being learned. And
the research paper and presentation count for 50% of a team's overall total. In 2010, the top paper was from a team in Sellawick, which authored The Effects of Open Landfills on Arctic Communities. Because Sitka is fielding a team for the first time, they won't be required to submit a paper to participate. And although they can still win the quiz, they won't be able to advance to the National Bowl. Sitka High freshman Connor Fish doesn't seem bothered by that. He was looking for a different way to learn science.
Well, I've always kind of liked oceanography, and so when I heard from school that they were doing something like this, I jumped at the opportunity.
Fish and his teammates, Dante Obercher-Valentine from Sitka High School and Micaiah Mullins, Mariah Moore, and Annalise Mull from Mount Edgecombe, are giving up time on Saturdays to work with the study guides provided by the Ocean Bowl, as well as practice with the buzzers. Most ninth graders would rather do almost anything else on their weekends than study oceanography. Connor Fish is not among them.
Because I think it would better educate me on, like, what's really important to Sitka, because you live on the coast, and, like, the ocean, because that's really important here. It's a good thing to learn.
Competitors have to prep on a wide variety of subjects, geography, biology, and even ocean policy. It's clear that guesswork is not a good strategy in this competition. Chenoweth offers a sample question.
This is a geology question. What's the main mineral in a coral reef? W, halite, X, calcite, Y, gypsum, or Z, feldspar?
While reefs of different kinds can be comprised of many different minerals, coral reefs are mainly made from calcite. Chenoweth says Sitka has many resources to draw on to prepare her team. She's been getting help and expertise from the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association and the Sitka Sound Science Center. The collaboration between Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High Schools has been good so far, but she thinks it will be more productive for Sitka Team Fish to split in two. She says that way we can spar against each other.